The Save Women's Sports Act, or House Bill 538, states having separate sex-specific teams furthers efforts to promote sex equality. The bill defines sex as based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. The legislation would supersede the current North Carolina High School Athletics Association policy, which allows trans students to compete in sports based on gender identity. GOP lawmakers said the bill would make a level playing field for all sports. However, it was met with criticism from groups like Equality NC, feeling it takes aim at trans and gender-conforming youth. Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle said she too was disappointed at the introduction of the bill.
It's really, really discouraging because it really what it does is it just attacks children, it attacks youth who are already going through a hard enough time with just regular school, but let alone if you're, you know, wrestling with your gender identity. It, like many of these bills we see, it attacks a problem that's really not there.
House Bill 538 was introduced 5 years after the North Carolina General Assembly passed House Bill 2, which required trans people to use bathrooms according to their gender at birth, not gender identity. Lavelle said the town of Carrboro held a meeting when House Bill 2 passed for people to voice their concerns on the legislation.
The sole purpose of the meeting was to hear person after person talk about how horrible the bill was, and we passed a really awesome resolution condemning the bill and just outlining ways that the town of Carrboro was going to make clear that we did not in any way support HB 2.
Lavelle said, like House Bill 2, House Bill 538 does not reflect the town's values. She said even if the bill passes in both the House and Senate, the veto-proof majority would likely prevent the bill from becoming law. Lavelle said bills like House Bill 538 are meant to get people upset about a social issue, but could cause long-term harm for many others.
It harms people. It harms trans youth. It harms progressive communities. It harms all of us who just kind of want everyone to be able to just, you know, live justly in this world.
The legislation is currently under review in the North Carolina General Assembly. If the bill becomes law, it would be applicable at the beginning of the 2021-2022 academic year. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.